JNM After Midnight. All right, and welcome to a long-awaited episode of NJNM After Midnight. Well, you probably haven't heard from us in a while because we haven't been doing any podcasts, so don't worry, it's not like you've been missing out on a bunch of episodes that are actually on the internet that you haven't had access to. We're here, we're working hard, we're just not podcasting at all. Live from Los Angeles, California, we're here in the secret Chinese restaurant after midnight, of course, with my good friend Ben P. of NotJustNewMovies.com. Ben, how are you?
Tyler, it's been a long time, sir. I'm doing well. How are you?
How have you been since the fallout?
The fallout. The nuclear fallout following episode 100, The Quest.
People just couldn't handle it, huh?
Yep, it shut down the podcasting world for multiple years.
It's still North Korea pretty hard, too.
Yeah.
Am I right?
I saw somebody... North Korea, for those of you who don't know, apparently just threatened nuclear strike against the United States. And somebody said on Twitter, oh, it's okay, their missiles are probably guided by Windows 95. I think we're going to be fine. So,
that's funny.
Yeah. Got a little laugh out of it.
I like old operating system humor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Apple II, for God's sake. It's what we're all about.
For God's sake. No, that's the best technology you could ever get your hands on. So Ben, I had this idea now that we got our egg rolls. Thank you, sir, for bringing the egg rolls. Did you want anything else? Did you just want to stick with egg rolls? We can order something later.
No, I'll get some, I've got some egg drop soup coming.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You like those noodles, those little noodles that come with it? Do you put those in there or do you just ignore those completely?
Yeah, I kind of ignore them. I'm more of a fortune cookie guy myself.
You put the fortune cookie in the soup?
Oh, I dip it. Yeah.
Oof.
Dip it in the egg drop.
Oh, you're a stronger man than I, sir. You just forget about the fortune, like just take that in as well?
Yeah, yeah. Never mind. I was going to say it's something really vulgar, but I'll just leave that alone.
I've heard the fortune actually comes true when you consume it.
Right, yeah.
I didn't know if you knew that.
Yeah, and then I was going to say that I read it after that.
That is disgusting.
Right.
I gotcha.
That's the only way it ever comes true. That's what I heard. That's what a gypsy woman told me once.
A Chinese gypsy? Or a sure. Romanian gypsy?
Her ethnicity was unclear. I just I took her at her word.
Did you know that the word gypsy is slightly offensive and that the actual term that you're supposed to call those people, I believe, is Roma, the Roma people?
Really? No, I didn't know that.
It's kind of interesting.
I feel like they used the term gypsy in the Disney movie, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, did they not?
I think they do.
Well, I guess that's a long, another blight in the long history of racist or whatever caricatures in Walt Disney Company history.
Obviously, Ben is referring to Song of the South.
Yeah, and
featuring Uncle Remus.
Right, and Walt Disney himself, you know, being like a huge anti-Semite. So
was that just a Family Guy joke, or is that actually true?
I think that's actually true. I'm pretty sure it's well documented.
You know his favorite song ever?
Walt Disney?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Right There Waiting for You by Richard Marx.
Wow. Way off. I think he long since dead before Richard Marx came along with his 1989 hit, I'll Be Right There Waiting for You. No, it was actually Feed the Birds from Mary Poppins.
Oh, wow. That's kind of an interesting choice among the Disney,
catalog.
Yeah, catalog. It's kind of like a depressing sequence in the movie, I think.
It kind of is, but he would bring, and this is from some documentary, I can't remember what I watched. It might be just me making stuff up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he would bring the guys up to his office like every Friday, and he'd be like, play that on the piano. And they would play the song, and he'd like stare out the window and talk about how like giving to the poor, like the song I guess is about charity, like giving to the poor.
Right. He's up in the bag.
That's why we're doing this whole thing, Disney.
I hope that scene is in Saving Mr. Banks, which is a movie that comes out later this year, this December, in which Tom Hanks plays Walt Disney. And
wait, Mr. Banks, as in the father from Mary Poppins?
Right, yeah, because the whole movie is about it's the true kind of behind the scenes story about how Walt Disney like tracked down, I think her name was P.L. Travers, the author of
Mary Poppins.
And he spent like 14 years trying to convince her to give him the rights to her book so he could turn it into the movie that we know today. Mm. And apparently she despised the movie after it came out, like just hated it and refused to let anybody make any movies out of any of her works again because she had such a terrible experience with it or whatever. I'm not sure, but I think Jason Schwartzman is going to be playing one of the guys that you're talking about, one of the like songwriters, one of the famous Disney songwriters, and Tom Hanks has got like the, you know, he's rocking the Walt Disney mustache, and a lot of it is you know, shot on the real Disney studio out here in Burbank and stuff. So that should be kind of an interesting behind the scenes story. But yeah, I really hope that Tom Hanks just like demands that those guys come up and play him Feed the Birds over and over again for like 30 minutes of the movie.
Sure. All right. Well, Ben, I have an idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're down with this, but a new podcast.
Ooh, I like it.
Are you sold?
I am already.
All right. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Ben, if you were going to create a new podcast, and of course, you know, the Not Just New Movie podcast is close and dear to our heart. You know, people love it. I run into people all the time who are like, "Hey, who are you? Quit running into me." Mm-hmm. And I eventually move my way out of their direction, and then I start talking about Not Just New Movies podcast to myself.
You hurdle a handful of Not Just New Movies podcast business cards in their faces and then run in the opposite direction.
And I hope for the best, yeah. But yeah, if we wanted to, you know, maybe not focus on movies so much, of course movies is part of the conversation, so obviously they would make an appearance every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But if you were going to create a podcast, what kind of things would you like in it? What kind of listenership you think would win people over?
Well, it's funny that you use the word listenership, because I think the way the internet is going these days, and where maybe you and I should go in particular, is toward a list form. So I don't know. I think, looking back at our kind of collective body of work, I think, as far as writing on the internet goes, I think some of the best posts that we've done or collaborated or just dreamed up in our random bouts of insanity have been lists of various kinds. And I think a podcast that kind of, I don't know, runs down maybe, I don't know, top 10, top 5. 5 sounds like a better...
Yeah, I was going to ask, what would be a good number, like 7 or, 11?
Yeah, I think 5 is a good number, so maybe, I don't know, what do you think it could be about, though?
Well, you know, there's a lot of top something lists out there. Sometimes they try a little too hard, and they go, top 17 board games, and they only, you know, they list every single board game you can think of in that list. Not a lot of creativity there. But yeah, I think the variety is the spice of life, Ben. And that every week, if we were to do a podcast, every week would maybe be a different topic.
Okay.
And you see what I'm saying? Like, instead of doing, like, top 5 movies every week, which will get pretty redundant after a while.
Right.
You do, like, top 5 country songs performed live.
Ooh. Okay.
Of course, we're not really that well-versed in country songs that are performed live.
But maybe that could drive, you know, be a source of some of the humor in the podcast, is like us forcing ourselves to rank things in a top 5 fashion that maybe we aren't experts in.
I guarantee you it would be 5 Dolly Parton songs.
That could also provide some insight and, or not insight, but some ire, I guess, for the listeners who happen to be experts in whatever field we happen to be discussing, to email us and or call in or whatever and be like, "You guys are morons. What are you talking about?"
Yeah. Let me give you another list, Ben, of topics that we might do top 5 lists on, and see if they meet with your approval.
Okay.
Movies.
I think we should get a little bit more specific.
Yes or no? Yes or no, Ben?
Yes.
TV.
Yes.
Books.
Yes.
Music.
Yeah.
Comic books.
Oh, yeah.
Did I say music already?
I think you did, yeah.
I'll
give it a second yes.
We got a good solid six, so there's six episodes right there. I mean, I think that's more than enough for the internet.
Right, for the history of a podcast, yeah.
Podcasts come and go, man. 100 episodes, you're out of there, off to something new. I saw a podcast this week, and it features somebody who just watches an episode of Saved by the Bell and talks about it. So,
okay.
Yeah, I guess that's a thing.
I really wonder, once they get through the entire series, first of all, do they cover, like, the college years
sure.
and the new class?
They have to.
Okay.
And they have to do that pre Saved by the Bell, where it was,
right.
like, the girl
Good morning,
parent
Miss
trap.
Bliss. I think it was Good Morning, Miss Bliss. That's what
yeah,
it was
that's
called.
It.
Yeah. So,
then, like, the made-for-TV movies where they go to Vegas and...
Oh, yeah.
I think someone dies. I think Slater dies at one point.
He's resurrected.
And he's resurrected. It was a very good Easter episode.
And then do you have to do 28 Day Slater, the internet series? It's kind of like a spinoff involving like a Mario Lopez lookalike. I don't mean where
Mario Lopez, but he's AC Slater. they actually took that offline.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it's not there anymore. Brandon Tartikoff, the ghost of Brandon Tartikoff coming back to haunt them.
Former head of NBC.
Yeah. Oh, man. He was around when SNL was, kind of rebranding itself. The 80s weren't too good to Saturday Night Live.
Right.
I think I read a book. I may have talked about it before, that Saturday Night Live, like, collected stories from the people involved.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Brandon Tartikoff had been dead for many years.
Had he really? Is that true?
I don't know. I don't think I saw any Tartikoff memoirs in there.
I was wondering if that was just a joke, like the ghost of Brandon Tartikoff, but he's actually currently alive. I'm too lazy to look it up.
No, I think he actually died of like cancer or something.
Oh, that's awful.
I think Mrs. Tartikoff actually wrote some of that book, his wife.
Oh, okay.
So it's like he's there.
Right.
So I like where this is where this idea is going, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Would you be willing to host that?
Yeah, I think we could co-host that. I think we could knock it out.
I think we get Panther out of his hermit cave and come back for a couple episodes too.
Yeah, maybe here
you
and
think
there.
We still have friends in the podcast world.
I feel like they've all probably abandoned us at this point, so we're probably going to be starting from scratch, but I feel like we could build ourselves back up to a little respectable group.
You know what? A hungry heart is the first step to information.
Okay, all right.
I don't know what that means.
I think
Maybe
Nelson Mandela
heart.
Said that.
Who said that?
Nelson Mandela, pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, he said that while he was in jail.
Yeah.
Just last week, he's been arrested.
Right.
Well, all right. Let me go and write down on some of my notes, see if we can't get something going here.
Okay.
And how about we meet back up here at the Chinese restaurant maybe a couple weeks from now, see where things are at.
I like it.
Maybe we get a theme song under our belt.
Yep.
I hear Richard Marx isn't doing much nowadays. Maybe we can get him.
Yeah, well, let's give it a shot.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to leave the check with you.
Mm.
I'm going to sneak out the back as if you didn't know where I was going.
Which is
really insulting because, I mean, it's less insulting if I, like, went and said I was going to the bathroom and then left.
Right.
But now I'm, like, telling you to your face.
All right, well, you can do that. I'm just going to run to the bathroom real quick, though.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right.
See ya.